This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen is on assignment. I'm Audie Cornish. We begin this part of the program with news from Afghanistan. There's been a series of explosions in the southern city of Kandahar, including car bombs, suicide attacks, and homemade bombs. Dozens of people have been killed. Kandahar province is considered the spiritual home of the Taliban insurgency, and it is expected to be the next focus of NATO and Afghan forces after a major offensive in neighboring Helmand province. That's where we're going in our next report. U.S. Marines are trying to hold the ground they gained during last month's offensive. They're trying to convince people in the farming region called Marja that they can be trusted to supplant the Taliban fighters who controlled the area for years. But those efforts can be easily undone, especially when civilians are inadvertently hurt. NPR's Corey Flintoff followed a Marine commander as he performed one of his most difficult tasks, apologizing to a family whose father was killed by a Marine patrol.
During the day, the Marines try to engage with the people of Marja, but at night, they're playing a cat-and-mouse game with Taliban insurgents who are still planting roadside bombs. Marines and Afghan soldiers patrol the roads at night, trying to find and stop would-be bombers. That brings them into contact with local farmers, sometimes with deadly results. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas and his men walk across a wind-blown stretch of desert headed toward a walled compound where a farmer was killed by Marines just the night before. They're looking for the son of the man who was killed. The Afghan men look resentful and wary. The Marines interpreter says, "They don't trust us." The men squat in the shelter of a wall as the Marine explains why he has come.
I'm here today to specifically address the shooting last night. To pay my respects, to give my apologies.
The man's son interrupts. "How long is this going to go on?" he demands. "You can't just come to our doors and kill us." Another of the local men steps in, telling the son that the shooting wasn't deliberate. The Marines say the man was spotted on a roof in his compound and that he didn't obey orders to stand still. The family says the man was simply attending to his farm equipment and that he didn't understand the order. Several local men gesture to show what the man did. They show a stooping, turning motion, as if the man were reaching for something beside him. It's a motion that the Marines interpreted as reaching for a weapon, so they shot him.
Today's visit was meant to come and pay respects for something that was a misfortune. It should not have happened.
The men nod as the interpreter speaks. They're middle-aged farmers with leathery faces and thick beards, but some of them tear up as they listen. One man asks the Marines not to patrol at night.
"I have to patrol at night. If the Taliban put IEDs out in your roads and you don't see where they put them, then your children tomorrow morning will go out and play and they will blow up."
The men aren't happy with the night patrols, but they seem resigned.
If I may, I'd like a moment alone with Janan."
The commander and the son of the dead man step around a corner to pay the compensation. Before the Marines leave, the family asks them to come see the spot where the man died. Just inside the entrance to the compound, they lift a metal basin to uncover a patch of blood-stained dirt where the wounded man was brought as a Navy medic tried to save his life.
They treated him here. Our doc, my medic, treated him here.
The men recover the bloodstain with the metal basin, and the Marines walk back toward their outpost, an unhappy job completed. Marine commanders stress that no matter how well they're handled, they can't have incidents like this continue if they're going to win hearts and minds in Marja. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul, Afghanistan.